Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is a really, really important episode, and I really want you to listen because we cannot get this one wrong, ladies. This one is about water, drinking water, and how it keeps our bodies and our skin healthy. Okay, what does water do in our bodies? How does it really affect the way we feel, our health, the way our skin looks? How much water should we really be drinking every day? What if you don't like to drink plain water and you find that boring and you can't bring yourself to do it? Do things like coffee, tea, fruit juices, water-flavored beverages, do those things count towards our recommended daily water intake? It depends. And we're going to be just talking about why it's so important to drink water. And it's not really for the reasons you might think, especially if you're considering everything we've been told throughout our lives about drinking water and the way our skin looks. And I know a lot of us have been told, oh, you want your skin to look hydrated and glowing and healthy, you need to drink a lot of water. But I'm going to talk about how actually that's not completely true in the way that you've been led to believe. So this is not going to be the boring typical rhetoric where I'm going to talk about why you have to drink the water so that you're going to be glowy and all that kind of stuff. And oh, how, you know, your skin's going to look so much more hydrated and all that. No, I'm going to be breaking all things water down. I'll even give you a few hacks about how you can add more water towards your recommended allowance throughout the day. We're going to bust some myths about water and our skin. So if you're curious on how to take this old topic and put a slightly new spin on it, stay tuned. Welcome to the Beauty Advice Made Simple podcast, where busy women just like you can get clear, solid skincare, makeup, and beauty advice. If you struggle with understanding your skin, your skincare routine, and your makeup products, if you want to age gracefully and still feel beautiful and confident without hassle or headache, and whether your beauty routine is too complicated or practically non-existent, you, my friends, are in the right place. I'm your host, Jennifer, and I've been a licensed esthetician and a makeup artist for over 20 years. I know how confusing all the advice and information on the internet can be when it comes to trying to learn about our skin, our makeup, and our skincare products. And it seems that even with all this information coming at us from every direction, it's getting harder and harder to just get straightforward and, most importantly, non-sponsored advice. And that's precisely where this podcast comes in. So if you're confused by all the marketing from all the beauty companies and all the social media influencers, then this show is going to give you much needed clarity about how your skin actually works so you can understand your routine and your products in a way like never before. Because I always say, skincare shouldn't be hard. The best makeup is great skin, and you're going to look your best when you step into your God-given beauty. Sound good? Let's get started. Hello, gorgeous ladies. So, as you have probably already noticed, when you logged into your podcast app today before you listen to the show, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'm sure you noticed that the name of the show has changed from the Blessed Beauty Podcast to Beauty Advice Made Simple. And I do not want you to worry, okay? Because the focus of the podcast has absolutely not changed. I am still here, as per the title, right? I am still here giving you simple, clear, straightforward, actionable advice that you can take regarding your skin, your skincare, your makeup, your beauty routines, all that good stuff. And yes, I am still a Catholic Christian. I will still be talking about God and prayer. And of course, all those things will still be making appearances in the episodes. But everything we're going to be concentrating on and talking about is still the same. And I also want to say that, you know, whether you are Christian or not, you are absolutely still welcome here. You are welcome to join me, to join everyone that is listening, so we can all come together as a community of like-minded women who want to be able to look and feel good about ourselves and still want to be able to see ourselves the way God sees us, you know, perfectly and wonderfully made in His image. We don't want to give into the excess, self-indulgent vanity that the culture promotes. We just want to be able to embrace our God-given beauty and work with what He gave us to look and feel our best. So the name might be new, but the focus is still 100% the same. Also, before we get started, I wanted to remind you that again, for the month of March, I am taking one-on-one coaching appointments with you, my wonderful listeners. I am not advertising this anywhere on my website. I am only talking about it here on the podcast, and I am offering 60-minute beauty strategy coaching sessions at half the price that I would normally charge. So you will have an opportunity to get 60 minutes one-on-one with me to discuss questions or concerns you have about your skin, your skincare routine, anything that you want to talk about. 60 minutes one-on-one with me. I can give you troubleshooting, product recommendations. You can take that advice and move forward and start seeing some real changes in your skin. So if that sounds good to you, again, spots are limited and it's only for this month of March. So what I want you to do is take a look in the episode description in the podcast app here. So in the podcast app, each episode has a description. You just have to click on it and it will be a link there that you can click on to go ahead and book your preferred day and time. Remember, spots are limited. So I do encourage you, if you want to have some one-on-one time with me, get in there, click on that link and get yourself booked. The link is also in the description for the video if you are watching on YouTube. So, okay, let's get into it. Water. Water in our bodies and making sure we're drinking enough water and water for health. Okay, water is very important in your body. I know that. You know that. We have all been bombarded with the message for all time, right? How important it is to drink water, why we have to drink water. And I think that precisely the fact that we're bombarded with this message all the time about water, we tend to tune it out and forget about it and not even think or even worry about it, right? We all know we need to be drinking water, but are we really? Are we really drinking enough water? Are we incorporating it into our daily routines? Some of us are, but a lot of us aren't. And that's not a good thing, because how much water you drink has everything to do with how smoothly your body is going to run, how smoothly all of your body's internal systems are going to run. And if you're not drinking enough water, you are going to experience all kinds of conditions. And you know, this isn't a medical podcast, so I'm not going to go into all of that. I mean, obviously, if that interests you, I would encourage you to Google the impact of water in your body and what our body does with water, how it uses it to maintain our health. I'll go into that a little bit. But again, I encourage you to research it because it is fascinating. But I will say, just important takeaways, how it affects us. If we're not drinking enough water, the first thing that happens is what? Our body gets dehydrated. And as busy women going out into the world, living our lives daily, we have so much going on. And if you are dehydrated, even slightly dehydrated, you are not functioning at your best. There are so many things that are linked to dehydration. The most important one is fatigue. Fatigue is a big one. And if we are super busy going through our lives, even slightly tired, it really affects our performance in so many ways that we can't even think of. Everything from our speech patterns to our memory to it's just crazy. And it's all linked to dehydration and fatigue. So if you're not drinking enough water, you're going to run into dehydration, which is going to lead to fatigue. And it's going to lead to all different types of problems. So if you're fatigued, you're not performing physically as well as you should. And also, it affects the way that we look. You know, the whites of our eyes aren't as bright. We look a little more tired. We look a little more haggard. So that's going to go a long way with also how we look as well. And we've heard all throughout our adult lives that you need to drink water because if you don't, your skin isn't going to be hydrated, that your skin is going to look dry. You have to drink water to have a glowing complexion. Well, that's not entirely true. It has more to do with the way our internal body systems work. So I want you to think of it as a book, okay? How much water you drink throughout the day isn't really going to affect the way the cover of the book looks per se, but it's really going to affect the internal processes of your body. The pages on the inside of that book, how good that book is going to be determined by how much water that you're drinking. So I hope that analogy kind of made sense. Yes, it does affect the way that our skin looks to some degree, but in large part, the water is so crucial to the internal workings of our body. As we know, our bodies are made up of about 70% water. And what does water do inside of our bodies? Okay, really quick, water is needed by our brain to make hormones and to make neurotransmitters. It helps to form saliva in our mouths to aid in digestion. Seems pretty important, right? It regulates our body temperature so that we can produce sweat, and it has to do with breathing, respiration. It allows our body cells to grow and reproduce and survive. It flushes out body waste, mainly through our urine. It lubricates our joints. It helps deliver oxygen all throughout our body. And here's one that I didn't know that I found out in my research for this episode is that water acts as a shock absorber for the brain and spinal cord. Isn't that cool? I thought that was really, really stinking cool. And it does a lot more things, but those are just the main things I wanted just to point out to you what water does in our bodies and why it's so important. Now, the next thing I wanted to tell you is, okay, so what's a simple way to make sure that you are getting enough water every single day? What's a little kind of like a hack, like a simple calculation that you can do? Okay, super simple. All you need to do to figure out how much water you should be drinking on a daily basis is you need to take your body weight, divide your body weight in half, then take that number and divide it by 8. And that will give you how many cups of water you should be drinking in a day. So, for example, say you weigh 150 pounds. Take that number and divide it in half. So 150 divided in half is 75. And then you'll take the number 75 and you will divide it by 8. That comes to 9.37, something like that. So that means that for someone that weighs 150 pounds, you should be drinking roughly 9 cups of water per day. Now, a lot of us are in the habit of chugging water throughout the day. We have our water bottle next to us. We're used to it. That's great. But a lot of us aren't really doing that. We're not doing that. We don't like drinking plain water. We find it unappetizing. It's boring, and we can't kind of bring ourselves to do it. If that sounds like you, is I would get yourself a durable metal type of stainless steel water bottle that's a little bit smaller. Maybe not the ones that are like, you know, the 64 ounces that are so huge, but get one that's a little bit smaller. Say, I don't know, a 24 ounce or something that could hold 3 cups of water, and start there, have that next to you on your nightstand, for example, and drink half of it in the morning when you wake up, and then drink the other half as you're kind of going about your morning, getting ready for the day. And in that case, you'll probably be able to knock out about a third of the water that you should be drinking during the day. Now, remember, it's progress, not perfection. After you're used to drinking all the water in that smaller sized bottle, then buy a slightly bigger one. And then from there, a slightly bigger one after that, until you're able to kind of sip and, you know, chug that water throughout your whole day and make sure that you're getting in your recommended daily allowance. Now, there are certain things that you can do to kind of jazz up your water so that it tastes a little more palpable and is a little bit more, you know, easy for you to drink. Now, there are a lot of products out there that are marketed especially for this. They're little fizzy tablets, or they're little powders that you can add to your water without adding artificial sweeteners and calories to make the water a little bit more, you know, fun or even fizzy to drink. Just know you can go that route, but you don't necessarily have to. Sometimes it's something just as easy as a few squeezes of lemon or lime, or adding a little bit of fruit to your water, like say a few crushed berries or something. Even that, something super simple that you don't have to spend a lot of money on, but can just jazz up the water a bit. But just start small with those smaller water bottles. And if you feel like you want to jazz up the water a little bit, start with a little lemon and a little bit of lime, just to give you a little bit of kick so that it's not plain and too unappetizing for you. Now, the next question that a lot of us have is, what if you drink a lot of coffee, tea, whether hot tea, iced tea, sodas, fruit juices, flavored water, things like that? Does that count towards our body's daily requirement? And we have been hearing for years that no, it doesn't, that, you know, those types of drinks, especially coffees and teas, tend to dehydrate the body, and that it should not and does not count toward the body's daily requirement. Is that true? Well, actually, it's not true. Those beverages, coffee, tea, fruit juice, you know, spritzers, water, you know, flavored water beverages, it all counts. It all counts. And this was actually debunked quite a long time ago. Because, for example, when you're drinking a cup of coffee or you're drinking a cup of iced tea, those beverages do tend to contain even slight amounts of caffeine, even if they're decaffeinated. And the thought was that caffeine is a diuretic, and you're urinating a lot more when you're drinking those beverages, so that's what's leading to the dehydration. But that's actually not true. You're not losing as much fluid through urine as you think you do when you're drinking a caffeinated beverage, because your body is able to absorb more of the fluid in that beverage than what you're urinating out due to the caffeine. So you don't really need to worry about that. Your morning coffee, your iced tea at lunch, things like that, they are actually counting toward your daily allowance. However, if you're adding a lot of unhealthy things to those beverages, like say artificial sweeteners that are chemicals that aren't necessarily great for us, or even pure sugar, or these flavored coffee and iced tea syrups, things like that, yes, you're getting the water, you know, the fluid that's counting toward your recommended daily allowance, but it's not necessarily healthy for you in the sense of everything that you're dumping into those beverages. So that is something to think about. I like to say, again, progress, not perfection. If you're used to cream and a little bit of sugar in your coffee in the morning, or you like, you know, a couple pumps of your flavored, you know, vanilla or whatever it is that they pump into the beverage in places like Starbucks and McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts and all that, it's not the greatest, but are you still getting your hydration? Yes, you are. But maybe think about not chugging on things like that all throughout the day. Enjoy your one a day and then slowly try to move towards beverages that are a little bit more pure, that don't contain as much sugar and artificial nastiness in them. Because ultimately, we know that that isn't the healthiest thing for us. So again, I don't want you to completely stress about this and think that because, you know, say you weigh 150 pounds and you're not drinking 9 cups of pure, clear, unflavored water every day, that you're not getting your allowance. If you're drinking things like fruit juices, water, flavor beverages, coffee, tea, it all counts toward your allowance. But the idea, the goal is to try to move towards more plain water that's healthy, versus the darker, cloudier, you know, a lot of gunk in them stuff like our flavored coffees and things like that. Another thing you want to remember is that caffeine is kind of a sensitive subject, because there's so many different schools of thought out there as to how caffeine affects our bodies. So I've already talked about how it's not that crazy dehydrating diuretic that everyone used to think that it is. However, it affects women, different women, in different ways. You may be the type of person that can drink coffee that has caffeine in it at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. and sleep fine. And there's those of us that, you know, we drink 1 cup of coffee with caffeine in the morning and we're buzzed all day. And studies have shown that a person's sensitivity to caffeine varies by individual. Some people can't drink any caffeine at all. They feel buzzed the entire day, and it affects the quality of their sleep, which will ultimately ultimately affect how healthy you are and the way that your skin looks. So only you know how caffeine affects you. If you feel like you need it in the morning to give you that little bit of a jolt, then I would recommend just maybe reserving it for the morning and trying to wean yourself off slowly if you can, especially if you feel that caffeine kind of gives you that kind of hyper alert buzz that you don't necessarily want to, you know, to carry over into the evening when you're trying to wind down. So a good thing to think about is maybe your first cup of coffee has caffeine, but maybe your second or your third is half caf or even decaf. So there's little things that you can do. But as far as it pertains to, does coffee and tea count toward your water intake daily? Yes, it does. Now, the last thing I wanted to talk about in this episode, do you remember in the beginning when I was talking about the book analogy that how much water you drink isn't really going to affect so much the way the surface of your skin will look? You know, think about that book, that cover. It's not really affecting the way the cover looks, but it'll affect the pages, what's going on inside the book. Again, that's how it affects our body, where it's more of an internal thing. It helps with our body's internal processes. But I will say that, say, for example, you're dehydrated or you're flaky, you know, the surface of your skin is dehydrated and flaky. Well, that's your epidermis. Water that you drink is not really affecting your epidermis per se. What it does affect is the layer underneath the epidermis, which is called the dermis, the dermal level of your skin. So what drinking water can do is it can hydrate our skin at the dermal level. That's where our connective tissues and our blood vessels are found. That's where our skin produces and has its collagen stores, which keeps our skin bouncy and elastic and younger looking. So when we drink water, it goes into our blood vessels, which go into our dermis and help oxygenate our skin. So in that sense, it's preserving our skin at the dermal level and helping with elasticity, which is going to affect ultimately the way the epidermis looks. But I don't want you to think that if you're flaky or rough or red looking and that you're drinking 9 cups of water a day, why isn't that affecting the way your epidermis looks in the short term? That's why. It has to go into your body and then get kind of used and pushed up into our skin at the dermal level, which is kind of more of a long-term thing that we want to think about with the health of our skin, but it's not going to be an overnight fix if you've got, say, flakes or skin irritation going. Even though it's not affecting immediately the way that the epidermis looks, it's still good for long-term health of our skin. So I hope this episode was helpful in reminding you how important water is for our body's health, how important it is for us to figure out how much water we need to be drinking a day, how we could sneak more water into our day. And I don't want you worrying about your coffee and your tea and certain things and you worrying about if that's dehydrating you and kind of setting you back as far as how much water you should be drinking and if you're not drinking enough. You are, especially if you're drinking coffee and tea. So especially if you're drinking coffee and tea, it's not necessarily working against you, but I'm sure most of us could definitely use some improvement in how much water we're drinking throughout the day. And I forgot to mention, if you do exercise, it is recommended for every 20 to 30 minutes of heart pounding exercise that you're engaging in, the type of exercise where you can't carry on a conversation and you're sweating, you should be adding another cup of water in. But I would assume that if you are doing that type of exercise, that you have a water bottle at your side somewhere and you're rehydrating during your exercise routine. So just keep that in mind as well. So remember, water is important. Remember to weigh yourself, half that number, and then divide that number by 8. That will tell you how many cups of water you should be drinking throughout the day. Do whatever you can, little hacks, little ways to sneak water into your routine. Try that tip I told you about buying a small little stainless steel water bottle, not one of those massive ones, because if you do a massive one, you're probably not going to be finishing it. Little steps at a time, right? Just get the smaller one and start incorporating water little by little into your routine. The ultimate goal is to stay hydrated, have our body's internal processes running smoothly, and ultimately that will lead to healthier looking skin. Because healthy looking skin is the goal of this podcast. And I also want to remind you, if you love the show, if you have enjoyed even one of the episodes, please, sister, take 1 minute and leave me a review on Apple or Spotify. It goes such a long way in keeping the show visible to new listeners. It helps me propel me forward to continue bringing the show. I hope you do, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye. Hey there. Did you enjoy today's episode? If you did, it would be so awesome if you could just take 60 seconds and write me a quick 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You have no idea how far that goes in allowing me to continue bringing you this podcast, not to mention getting it into the ears of more busy Christian women who need this kind of simple yet solid beauty advice. And if you feel like you need more personalized advice and attention from me, I'd be glad to help you. All you have to do is take a look in this episode's description. You'll find everything I have to offer, from my free resources to all of my programs. You can also visit my website at jennifercristofferson.com. Thanks for tuning in. God bless, and I'll see you next time.